Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Brian Larish, Director of Technology at Verizon. Welcome, Brian. How's it going?
I'm doing well, Allison. Thanks for having me.
So the topic for today is the completion of the first Verizon and Intel Network Builders Innovation Challenge. Why don't you tell folks about the Innovation Challenge and what this was all about in terms of the collaboration between our companies?
So my group at Verizon is charged with helping foster innovation, which my interpretation is basically our job is to get as many new technologies into Verizon as fast as possible to help us remain sort of a market leader and stay competitive in the dynamic business environment that's out there. And so what Intel and Verizon partnered on was a challenge this fall to see if we could go to the Intel Network Builders community, give them a couple of very pressing, very relevant problems for Verizon, and challenge them to come up with innovative solutions that might help us make traction on those problems.
I know that we took a look at a number of submissions for this, and I want to know the big news, which is who were the winners and what was the process by which we chose those winners?
In the challenge, Verizon proposed two problems, and we picked a winner for each problem. The first problem was, we titled it Low Latency in Network Infrastructure. And the goal here was to find a solution that could help us take advantage or bring to market an innovative new service that relied on low latency and network infrastructure, which is something that's going to be made possible with the current evolution of 4G and out to future networks. And so the winner of the low latency challenge was Artisan. They came to us with a solution related to mobile edge computing and using that to implement a really cool augmented reality capability. The second challenge we titled AI/analytics in network infrastructure. And here the goal was to have folks bring to us different capabilities that would use some cutting edge artificial intelligence or analytic techniques to help our network run better. Our motivation there was, you read lots of stuff in the press about how people are doing AI and analytics to recognize speech and figure out what I'm going to buy at the store and recognize cats on the internet. While that's all very cool, Verizon wants to know how that can make our network better. And so there, the winner we picked was WePro, where they came to us with a solution that looked at real-time analytics in our radio access network to improve customer experience. And so being part of this whole process, I can tell you those were two really cool, really innovative solutions that are going to help us, I think, do some really cool things at Verizon. In terms of the process, this was quite a whirlwind, I think, especially for a large organization like Verizon and Intel to make it through this kind of process in such a short amount of time and produce such great results. But a quick snapshot of the process was we put out a call for the problem statement and invited folks to submit solutions. A couple weeks later, we got in all the submissions, evaluated all the submissions, picked the top three for each of the two problems. And then a couple weeks after that, folks were brought into the Verizon lab and had about a month, maybe a little less, to actually integrate their solutions into a Verizon environment. And then the finalists did a demonstration of their actual technologies, and we had an Intel and a Verizon panel of judges that voted on the winners.
What was your takeaway in terms of the types of technology that you saw from the ecosystem and the creativity that was expressed in terms of the solutions?
So if I look at the Artisan solution with mobile edge computing, one of the things that we really liked was it had a concrete use case that was very cool from a end user customer perspective, but it was a very creative use of the potential mobile edge computing infrastructure that we will have out there. And maybe to be more concrete, they had an example where if you put their solution in a sporting stadium on your phone in real time, if you were at a football game, let's say, you could get many of the same statistics about players and what's going on in the game and different aspects of the plays that you can get when you're at home watching it on your TV, right? And so their solution would allow you to get a lot of that information in real time on your phone as your phone was sort of tracking what was going on inside of the stadium. Or maybe even your phone could get you new viewing angles of what was happening. On the analytics side, what WePro did, and I think what set them apart, is they looked at a unique data source that could potentially come out of the network. And they tried a couple of, I'll say, cutting-edge machine learning algorithms to produce a capability that would make our network run better, which, I mean, fits the problem statement almost exactly. Certainly, the other solutions were also very cool and innovative, and I'm sure we would have picked many more than two if we had had the opportunity.
Why did Verizon decide to take the extra step and work with Intel and the network builders community on a competition when there already is such a vibrant industry in place for network transformation?
You know, from our perspective, Intel is certainly a key partner in all of the things we do. And when you look at a community like Network Builders, we felt between Intel as a partner and the community members you had there, it was the exact right mix of circumstances that would lead to an interesting capability. Just that mix of what Intel brings to the table and the different community members made it an excellent opportunity for Verizon.
Now, obviously, Verizon is in the mode of driving incredible innovation in your own network. How does a program like this help fuel your own innovation and drive the next delivery of services to your customer base?
For Verizon, because innovation is so important, again, for us to stay competitive, we are looking at as many different ways as possible to innovate and incorporate new technologies into our network. And so when we say innovation, it's not necessarily Verizon has to do everything by itself and go off and do its own thing. When we say innovation, it also includes finding new partners in the ecosystem that can build us capabilities, making it easier for those partners to develop capabilities. And so I think this challenge was really great from expanding that ecosystem or expanding the number of potential partners that we would work with. But also, I think it was a good learning experience for us where the partners had to get their capabilities to a level where it could run in the Verizon environment. We also had to get our Verizon environment to a level where it was actually reasonable for a partner to integrate. So I think in this case, it was actually sort of a two-way street in terms of that innovation process is, you know, we found some new cool stuff, some new partners, but then we also took away some lessons learned about how we can improve our infrastructure and our processes to make it easier for new partners to bring in innovative solutions.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Brian. It was a real pleasure. We hope to have you back soon.
Yeah, thanks, Allison. It was great. I'm glad we had the opportunity to do this. And thanks to Intel for partnering with us on this challenge. We feel like that was a really great experience and hope to do it again.